Well, in some cities, many people rely on those corner stores for their food. As Farida Javala Romero from member station KQED reports, those markets are also feeling the pinch.
Abdul Talib owns Mi Carnal Market in Oakland's Fruitvale District. He says most of his customers are low-income Latinos or elderly folks who live nearby. Many don't have a car.
They depend on us to go buy their milk, their eggs, their rice, because they don't have, you know, their resource, or they just don't want to go to big stores.
But since panic shopping began, Talib and dozens of other small store owners say they can't bring in enough of the basics because distributors now ration how much they can buy. Talib says he used to get 80 cases of flour per week. Now it's only 3. Plus, prices are up. An 18-pack of eggs now costs him $4.99, double what it was a month ago.
It's very hard for us to, at this time when people are losing their jobs, you know, they have no income, for us to charge, you know, the price.
A regular at Talib's market, Angeles Rocha, says she's buying fewer groceries. She says her husband, a janitor, was recently furloughed with no pay, and she also lost her income from a childcare gig. The couple worries how they'll feed their 3 kids and pay the bills. One of Talib's wholesale distributors, Jetro Restaurant Depot, says they're not getting enough supply, and manufacturers are charging higher prices. Richard Kirshner is the company's president.
We're not making a nickel more than we used to make.
Small grocers have long gotten squeezed as big volume buyers like Walmart and Costco get better bargains. Now, the shortages could be amplifying that disadvantage for the little guys, says Richard Sexton. He teaches agricultural and resource economics at the University of California, Davis.
Food manufacturers and distributors are going to probably prioritize their biggest and best customers.
At Mi Carnal Market, Talib worries he can't find the basics for his store at prices customers can afford.
At the end of the day, if we don't have, you know, merchandise for the clients, then we don't have business.
Experts say the food supply chain should return to normal once people stop overbuying. Business owners like Talib hope that day comes soon. For Here and Now, I'm Farida Javala Romero.